Thanks for joining me today on Mission Network News. I'm Ruth Kramer. A glimpse of the persecuted yet faith-filled church in Myanmar after years of civil war. Then, the mission and story behind the AILA Project International. We'll unpack it for you in just a few moments. But first, February 1 marks 5 years since Myanmar's military overthrew the government, sparking a civil war. Even as the gospel spreads in Myanmar today, it's a place of militia warfare, military checkpoints, and fear. Brother Isaac from Global Catalytic Ministries was there not long ago.
People everywhere just don't know where to go on from here. I've never been in an atmosphere where nearly everybody is afraid.
The war has displaced over 3.5 million people and killed thousands. The church in Myanmar hasn't been spared. It has many widows whose husbands died in conscripted military service. Yet Isaac says these women are leading the church movement.
I look at their faces and I know their losses. I know many of them have lost homes. They're in the extreme persecution. And at the same time, their worship is extremely joyful.
Buddhist monks have gained more power in Myanmar since the 2021 coup, says Isaac. Persecution of those who leave Buddhism to follow Christ is severe. But one thing that anchors these Christians is their very real hope in Christ's return.
One of the best ways we can honor the underground church is by joining them in the call and the mission that they have.
And that mission is the Great Commission. Learn more in the full report at our website about how to be a disciple maker. Next, rights groups have raised concerns about Egypt's treatment of religious minorities. Reported abuses include arrests over online posts and messages, delays in church registration, weak police, and court responses to attacks. David Boghossian from the Alliance for the Unreached says,
the recommendation is that Egypt be made a country kind of on our watch list.
A U.S. special watch list designation would increase State Department attention and diplomatic pressure. He adds,
there's also that underlying concern that there might be too much influence coming from the religious clergy, the Muslim clergy in Egypt.
That influence is often linked to Al-Azhar, and he says,
anything that is viewed as disruptive, anything that might be negative of Islam or put it in a bad light, they're going to be prosecuted.
Boghossian recalls a friend who was imprisoned for his faith in Egypt. After Christians worldwide began writing letters to the prison, he was freed and later received asylum in the U.S.
So it does make a difference when we make our voices heard.
Millions in Egypt still haven't heard about Jesus, but gospel work continues partly because the Coptic Church has endured persecution for centuries. Pray Egyptian believers won't give in to hate or fear. Pray also that the church will be strengthened to keep a powerful voice. And finally, the AILA Project International was founded in 2023 as a response to the crisis in the Middle East. The Christian team helps critically ill refugee children and their families relocate and gain access to medical care. International Director Tara Britton says families who encounter API experience Christ's love in action.
We're there with them in the darkest hours of their lives. We are supporting them. We are their friends. We are praying with them. We are praying for them.
API was catalyzed when Britton first learned about Lulu, a young Palestinian girl with a serious heart condition. A friend who knew the situation informed Britton that if action wasn't taken to evacuate Lulu, the girl would not survive.
She said, can you help Lulu? And I said, I don't know, but I can try.
Britton eventually connected with foreign ministers in the region, one of whom reviewed Lulu's medical papers and escalated her case. Eventually, Lulu's family found themselves on a bus headed for Egypt. But relocating was just the first step.
We realized we couldn't let these families struggle. Once we evacuated them, we had to start an organization to support them.
And while medical help is the first order of business, API also provides families with trauma counseling, educational assistance, and business support. As for Lulu, she and her family are now residing in Italy, where she's receiving heart treatment at a Vatican-affiliated hospital. Pray for open doors for this ministry and find your place in the story at missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. By giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.